It's 4:33 at AM 1080 KSCO. Good afternoon, Monterey Bay. This is Michael Beattie with local and state news. Stores on Santa Cruz's Pacific Avenue had their windows broken around midnight last night. They were the ID Building and Bookshop Santa Cruz. The owner of the ID Building has been in confrontations in the past with homeless activists, and the owner of the bookshop is a member of the City Council, which Tuesday night voted in a series of laws limiting panhandling activities downtown. Homeless activist Robert Norse denies lobbing the rocks, but says he understands the frustrations of street people in Santa Cruz who see a change coming to what Coonerty has described as the city's living room, that is, Pacific Avenue.
It's a situation where the people who are instigating these problems, who are insisting on turning Santa Cruz into a Carmel South, are essentially then hysterically blaming those who simply want to maintain the traditional ambiance and tolerance in the town and make sure that it's not illegal to sleep after 11 o'clock at night for homeless people somewhere. And I'm not talking about downtown. I'm talking about on the edge of town somewhere where it might be legal for somebody to lay down their sleeping bag or go to sleep in their van.
The new ordinances outlaw, among other things, sitting or lying on the sidewalks. Coonerty spoke to Norse this afternoon, asking him about the incidents last night, but Coonerty says he received threats of violence from another homeless activist Tuesday night. Coonerty says Kim Argula told him the street people only have, quote, rocks left. Meanwhile, Coonerty has decided to take action against Norse.
He's no longer welcome in the store, and he's... Nobody follows him. I mean, the homeless are want to keep a long arm's length from him. He doesn't help them. He's got no credibility. My feeling is that he's probably the stupidest political activist in the face of the earth, so I've got no problem with what he does.
Norse is threatening a boycott of downtown stores.
Boycott, which they fear.
Coonerty says he has no concerns about Norse's threat of a boycott and says he's certain last night's incidents at his store and the ID Building are related to the new panhandling laws the council, of which he is a member, approved Tuesday night.
Kim Argulo told me that the only thing they had left was bricks. And I know Robert Norse had made a speech between the breaks of during the council meeting in the late afternoon. Out my store, and that I had authored the ordinances, and that Stewart across the street had one of the people arrested downtown, that was his building, and pointed that out to people as he walked around downtown.
Norse says he was simply showing street people the salient points of the history of the homeless struggle in Santa Cruz. The city council's new panhandling laws limit where and how people may ask for money and does not allow sitting or lying on sidewalks in the commercial districts. The council says it acted in response to complaints about aggressive panhandling on Pacific Avenue. Norse says it's an attempt to gentrify downtown at the expense of poor people's free speech rights. Some Santa Cruz area activists are working to increase employee empowerment in their relationships with bosses in the workplace.
First Amendment rights. This will keep an already unsavory social situation in the headlines for months, if not years, and will discourage shopping and investment. A downtown is more than buildings and street fixtures. It means retaining your shopping base, creating a civil environment, and maintaining retail continuity. Planning for a downtown means considering the interrelated ramifications of development decisions and avoiding planning failures like the West Side Longs and now our latest Trojan horse. The mall is now 41st Avenue, and downtown is now an area many feel has become socially repellent. How things change, all we can do is follow Supervisor Button's campaign literature advice and keep on marching right off the edge of a cliff.
Bookshop Santa Cruz had a rock lobbed through its window last night around 12:30. The owner, Neil Coonerty, is a member of the City Council, which Tuesday night voted in a series of laws limiting panhandling activities downtown. Activist Robert Norse has been fighting the imposition of those laws, and he says it's an example of the council doing the bidding of the merchants instead of supporting the free speech rights of the poor.
Can you stand 4 inches from a bike and rack and ask for change? Can you stand 6 feet from a door? And the fact that vandalism then occurs because of these anti-homeless laws that he himself has been pushing, you know, to fatten the admittedly bulging pockets of merchants downtown. We aren't talking about merchants going out of business, after all. It's hard for me to believe.
Norse has been banned from the bookshop Santa Cruz after an altercation this afternoon between Norse and Coonerty. Coonerty denies he accused Norse of throwing the rock, but Coonerty notes the connection between Tuesday evening's council meeting and last night's rock throwing at his store and the ID building across the street, which also had a window broken.
What the city council was doing Tuesday was actually describing what kind of behavior is acceptable in the community. I think there's some people that haven't gotten that point. And if they think that busting windows of downtown businesses are somehow going to teach them a lesson to drive them out of town, I don't think they're aware of what we've been through since the earthquake and that it's not going to affect us. I think it's really destructive, ridiculous behavior, but I guess it's what you have to put up with in order to cast a vote in the city council.
Norse is threatening a boycott of downtown merchants, but Coonerty says he's not concerned about any warnings issued by Norse.
Had their windows broken around midnight last night. The stores hit were the ID building and the bookshop Santa Cruz. The owner of the ID building has been in confrontations in the past with homeless activists, and the owner of the bookshop is a member of the city council, which Tuesday night voted in a series of laws limiting panhandling activities downtown. Homeless activist Robert Norse denies lobbing the rocks, but says he understands the frustrations of street people in Santa Cruz who see a change coming to what Coonerty has described as the city's living room, that is Pacific Avenue.
It's a situation where the people who are instigating these problems, who are insisting on turning Santa Cruz into a Carmel South, are essentially then hysterically blaming those who simply want to maintain the traditional ambiance and tolerance in the town and make sure that it's not illegal to sleep after 11 o'clock at night for homeless people somewhere. And I'm not talking about downtown. I'm talking about on the edge of town somewhere where it might be legal for somebody to lay down their sleeping bag or go to sleep in their van.
The new ordinances outlaw, among other things, sitting or lying on the sidewalks. Coonerty spoke to Norse this afternoon, asking him about the incidents last night, and Coonerty says he received threats of violence from another homeless activist Tuesday night. Coonerty says Kim Argula told him the street people only have rocks left.
One around last night. They broke the windows of the ID company downstairs. Or down in Santa Cruz. How about Bookshop Santa Cruz? Both stores had their windows broken, only because we want to clean out the human debris. We want to take care of some of the problems in the family living room, in the community living room. But what happens? They just come in and maraud us. The gunfire goes on. The battle goes on. You know those liberals. They're just so tolerant. They don't get their way. They break windows. They invade private property. They don't buy any grapes. We need to vacuum the living room. We need that tank that Frank Jordan sent over to Golden Gate Park and swept out the illegal homeless encampment. All right, glad you could join us tonight. Holy Toledo, don't forget, in just about a half a minute, we need to take a 10-second break for the Sounds of Silence to comply with FCC rules. We'll do a short promo and then be back with all the sterling conversation tonight. Again, the numbers are 479-1080 in the entire country and county of Santa Cruz, 761-1080 in Gilroy, San Benito, and Monterey counties. And if you're lucky enough to have a cellular one phone, just punch in *1080, and it's a free toll call. By the way, we'll have our Inside the Beltway Washington, D.C. correspondent. You could join us tonight on the Daily Rail. This is your host, Daryl Allen Galt. But you can call me Dag. Just call me. Hey, President Reagan calls me. Check this out.
My fellow Americans, this is former President Ronald Reagan. I always make sure to take an afternoon nap so that I can stay up and listen to my favorite radio talk show host, Daryl Allen Galt, the Common Sense Conservative, on AM 1080 KSCO, the voice of the Monterey Bay. It's on from 6 to 7, you know, which is getting late for me.
But the president is awake tonight. If only he were still president, we wouldn't have a white Watergate. And all the other noise that's going on downtown or in this wonderful country. Okay, here we go. Let's go to Watsonville and talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the Daily Rail.
Oh, I love the Daily Rail. Thank God and Michael Swerling, you're on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
And besides, it's not as late for Reagan as it's getting for us taxpayers.
You got that one.
Anyway, four items in there.
For a family of four in 1999, so it's only going to get worse.
It's going to get a lot worse. Mm-hmm. And that three, as for Bookshop Living Cruise, If Neil Kennedy feels so strongly about letting a homeless have somewhere to sleep, can't he open the door to his bookshop all night?
Well, I don't think he's, he feels strongly. I think the city council, especially Mr. Rotkin, takes a position that they provide a number of services, including sleeping facilities to the homeless. And so they don't want or feel or believe that people ought to be sleeping in downtown Santa Cruz or, frankly, anywhere else in public arena.
I agree. The thing is, though, I hear a number of these homeless advocates saying that, and for a while, Kennedy and some of the others have been on their side. It's nice to see them finally starting to come back to reality.
Well, I think it was more Kennedy and Rotkin. I don't know that Mr. Coonerty's always been a real homeless advocate.
And I take it back on what I've said on him. But, you know,
he's a compassionate man, but he also understands people like Robert Norris and some of the other activists are just that. They're doing their Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame, right, and they just keep beating it to death.
That's right. And I want to applaud Mr. Coonerty for what he said in the news when you released today. When I was driving down listening to KSCR, I thought, oh, thank heavens, he said what he said. It's about time, you know, the shop owners in Santa Cruz said, go ahead and boycott us, because the people who are going to be buying, they're going to buy there anyway.
Let's give him a community applause here.
That's
for listening,
right,
and we're glad you talked to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the Daily Rail.
Yeah, good evening, Dave. Listen, on this whole deal about downtown, I think that there's some things that we're forgetting. You know, when you're dealing with these folks, you got to keep your eye on the big picture.
Okay.
And not get bogged down. I was just reviewing my tapes of the city council meeting of second Tuesday in November, when Mr. Scott Kennedy assumed the office of mayor, and one of the statements that he made in reviewing the Progressive's year last year was that a statement he made that by the end of December a police review board would be in place. I presumed he was talking about 1993. That was the plans at that time. However, you haven't heard much talk recently.
Well, I think it's on the agenda next.
It sure is. That's why I'm calling you about. It is on the agenda, and it hasn't gone away. And if you would have listened to Mrs. Byers the other night make the statement that she was going to vote for this package of Get Tough on the Bums somewhat reluctantly. She felt that they had gone way too far. And
she's the one that wanted to give them blue blazers and make them docents downtown.
Yes. So it's what you have in mind.
The village idiot, Catherine Byers, and unfortunately she's going to be mayor next year.
Yes. Can you imagine if you...
We'll remain in the headlines nationwide in Santa Cruz, yes, thanks to Catherine Byers and some of the other goofballs.
The ridiculousness that we've seen so far is just stick around. main event's coming up, but anyway...
I respect Kennedy and Coonerty and those folks that at least had the guts to throw people out of the meetings who were disruptive. Now, Catherine Byers, I'm sure, is going to be stormed by the troopers every Tuesday.
That would never happen. She would never...
She'll probably invite them to her home.
It is what I call my main thing is that I believe is, you know, they've thrown the bone now to try and quell the merchants downtown. They had to do something. They're on their back. Those people downtown trying to make a living, you know, and it's to the extent that if these things work, I'm all for it. Anything that can be done down there to help those working people. Myself, I think it's just a stall tactic. I don't know that. You got an example with these broken windows of what do you think is going to happen when they tie the police department's hands now with that police review? What good are these ordinances going to do? You're going to see a cop downtown Santa Cruz scared to death. These kooks will be down there, you know. I mean, the ACLU the other night said as much as so that they, you know, this thing will be tested. And they'll, in a couple of weeks, put in this police review. And these ordinances will be as good as, you know, nothing.
Well, I hope not. I'm certainly going to keep the pressure on. Your one-man city council review board will be right on top of it. And if there's some type of funny games going on, the responsible citizens and of this community, including yours truly, will certainly profile it. And if they have to admit that they're behavioral ordinances were done for show, I think that's going to be...
I appreciate what you do, Dag. I hope Mr. Coonerty takes a good look at that broken window before he votes for police review. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jim. Thanks very much for listening to AM 1080 KSCO. We're glad you called. Folks, let's give a little applause to Mr. Coonerty. He decided not to let Mr. Norris back in his store anymore, which I think is an excellent decision. Just keep the bum out. He's a phony homeless activist. And we need to vacuum our living room downtown. And when that happens, I think we need to just plain old give the city council a bit of applause when appropriate. Again, the numbers are 479 Hamilton. Hi, Mr. Hamilton. Welcome to the Daily Rail.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
I'd like to clarify something. I'd like to clarify that I left Saturday from Food Not Bombs at 2 o'clock to Oakland to see my uncle. And I also like to say that...
Why are you telling me this?
Well, because I'm the one that had the table in front of the ex-mayor and city council member, Dale Coonerty's bookshop.
Yes.
And I'd like to say that I got back 3 hours ago from my uncle's. I had no idea about this breaking of windows. I do not condone that.
So you're pleading not guilty on the air of anything having to do with the vandalism in downtown Santa Cruz last night.
Right.
Okay.
And I also like to say that...
why don't you call Margaret Marr or Ben Puffed Rice, great defense attorneys.
I'm doing this, sir.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Great local defense attorneys.
I'm a homeless activist, and I like Robert Norris. And I belong to Homeless United.
Why don't you and Mr. Norris and the rest of you folks are going to boycott downtown Santa Cruz? Why don't you just leave town and boycott Santa Cruz altogether?
I'm in the mix because I'm the one that gathered 35 signatures from people in Santa Cruz County to stop the sleeping ban. And I don't want to be the one that is being perpetrated for breaking windows because I was not there and I have proof. That I was not there.
Well, certainly I didn't accuse you. I don't know if anyone's accused you, but if...
When people get Robert Norris, people start talking...
I didn't accuse Mr. Norris.
Robert
I just...
Norris and blah, blah, and this and that, and start talking dirt about the man that don't even know him when I was in Berkeley, and people...
I didn't accuse him of doing that.
...as a person. You know, I respect you as a person.
Thank you.
You know, all right? You know, but respect, you know, other people, and people have a different... but we do not. I believe Robert did not have anything to do with what happened at ID or Bookshop Santa Cruz, and I do not condone that.
All right, so you are pleading not guilty.
I know Neil Coonerty personally.
You're pleading not guilty for yourself and Mr. Norris.
No, us, and you know, and I'm tired because I've been here 3 years, and I you know, I believe in what's going on here in Santa Cruz with the downtown, just trying to help out and everything, but, you know, I do not condone what's happened.
Well, we're delighted to hear that, Mr. Hamill. Thanks very much for calling. We're glad you're listening to AM 1080 and campaigns for Rusty. Let's go to Santa Cruz and talk to Robert about homelessness. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Daily Rail.
Hey there, Drag. Is this my common nonsense conservative?
Common sense conservative.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Slip of the tongue there.
It's all right.
Well, actually, it was nice to meet you in the station the other day. I'm wondering...
Oh, is this Robert Norris?
The same.
Ah, the man who's... doing so much to
alienate Neil Coonerty.
Alienate Neil Coonerty.
Actually, I tried to patronize his
Occupy downtown with a lot of nonsense.
Oh, well, I thought you were the master of the nonsense.
Nope, I'm the master of common sense.
Common sense.
Even Michael Rutkin mentioned that in the newspaper today.
Michael,
we need some common sense downtown.
Well,
we don't need Robert Norris. But what do you have to say, Robert?
Well,
we had one of your compatriots call and deny any involvement in breaking glass and trashing downtown. How about you?
Well, we do know who's involved in urging folks to pass a law that will tie up jail space and public money to arrest people for, get this, asking for a cigarette after dark.
Is that me?
That's kind of silly.
Is that me you're speaking of?
Certainly not.
Oh.
I would never accuse. You're not on the city council, are you?
No, but I've been. I'm on the city council in a means. I'm the one man city council review board.
Well, I'm glad we need a couple of review boards.
Well, in this case, I agree with them, Neil. I mean, I'm sorry. Well, I agree with them, Robert.
Neil, for God's sake.
No, I had Neil on a week ago Monday, and. You know, I'm delighted to have the man on when he's taking these kind of steps to clean up downtown. After it all, it is our living room, and we ought to vacuum it once in a while.
Well, I think that, you know, there's a difference between a living room and a public street. You know, I mean, I may not invite you into my living room. Actually, I would, you know, but I like a broad swath of people in my living room. But
well,
when you're dealing with a community, you got many, many different kinds of people. And as you know, I don't know how these words, you know, react to them, but they all have rights. And
I'm tired of people abusing their rights. And if I hear rights anymore in these conversations, I want to add responsibilities to it. Every time I hear somebody say rights, I want to say, how about some responsibilities, Mr. Norris?
You do. We have responsibilities.
Yes. Why don't you demonstrate them? Exercise them. Show us that you mean it.
Tens of thousands of dollars arresting people. You have to walk around the mall with a tape measure.
But besides that,
you can stand. I mean,
and by the way, when are you going to jail?
When am I going to jail?
Yes.
Are we talking about what?
You're going to jail in San Francisco for violating a court order, I recall, isn't it?
This is true. In San Francisco, I'll give you a briefing on that. The
I don't want to waste time on that. I just wanted to know when you're going to jail.
Well, not just slow down, Dad. You know, I mean, let's not rush things here.
So you love Limbaugh, too, huh?
Well, I call him Gush Dumbo, actually.
Well, just because you can't understand common sense.
Well, I try. I try hard.
Mm-hmm.
As you pointed out, I've been convicted of a similar kind of a policy where they're trying to drive homeless
people. I've got one other homeless activist on the line here, so wrap it up here, Robert.
I'll wrap it up.
You should have called me earlier, because I would have loved to sparred for...
Well, let me urge people who want to oppose this law to call 475-6824. And also, we...
Now, there's probably four or five out there.
All right.
But you know, there aren't 800 numbers. They'd have to come up with 20 cents, they don't spend the money on that. You know it.
That's true. Thanks,
right.
Dag.
Right. Thanks, Robert. Let's go to Tom in Santa Cruz, also on homelessness. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the Daily Rail.
Hi. How's it going, Dan?
Fine.
Listen, I want to know what the difference is between a bum and somebody that's homeless. In Santa Cruz, we seem to have kind of a blurred perspective on somebody that doesn't work.
You said bomb or bum?
B-U-M.
Bum, yeah, that's what we used to call them.
You know, in Colorado, they're called bums.
Yeah, they still call bums in certain...
Homeless.
But that's not the sensitive term now for punks, drunks, and skunks.
There are people that are homeless.
No question about it, but most of them are taken care of.
For a job and trying to get their act together instead of out campaigning against their right to be homeless. I think that's insane.
Right.
You know, if you have the time and effort to go down and hassle the county.
Get a job.
Yeah, why don't you use that energy to get a job or go get some food stamps?
There's three or four pages of ads in the want ad section every day. And just the Sentinel alone, you could get the Chronicle, the Mercury, you get a lot of papers, and maybe find a job.
Well, I think this has been long overdue. I mean, I've been a resident of Santa Cruz since I was a little kid. And, you know, I've been homeless, too. I mean, it's no big thing. You just got to get back out there and get a life instead of just try to have that as a lifestyle. You know, these people should maybe go to a third world nation and see what homeless really is.
No question about it.
Okay.
All right, Robert. Thanks very much. Or Thomas, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Confusing the names tonight on AM 1080 KSCO, your news talk leader. All right, down to the final couple of minutes. Let me read you a quick segment of the... problems up in Berkeley, which are very similar. They're about to pass the same type of ordinances in Berkeley. And I found this quote just hysterical from the, as president of the Downtown Berkeley Residential Neighborhood Association, Linda Powell. She says, I'm basically a liberal at heart, but I work here and I live here and I want to walk and talk the streets and have rights too. She goes on to say, we want some protection against the large and small acts of violence, which basically form a gauntlet down Shattuck Avenue and Telegraph Avenue, she said. When a woman comes to me and says, I gave because I was afraid, that's a toll to come to my house and park on a public street. It's stealing, and I agree with this lady. But listen to this whine. You get tremendous abuse now on the streets. If you don't give money, you're a B word, sounds like itch, or a prostitute, she said. If you were active in the civil rights movement or in women's rights, it just tears your insides when you're out getting a latte a latte at night and you just want to get home in a good mood. So this is a payback to the liberals who wanted to just suspend all behavior and responsibility in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. All this behavior is now coming back to haunt them. In some cases, they're leaders of communities. Hi, Vernon.
How are you doing, Dag? Hey,
sir.
Louie.
Good evening.
I go by River Street all the time around 5 o'clock, so I kind of got a sense of the cross section of the homeless down there.
Yeah.
So I came up with some legislation you need to instigate.
Yeah.
It's called Three Strikes and You're Grafted. And the third time they get busted. In fact, if we did that nationally, we could solve part of our military problems. They could always, you know, peel potatoes and do KP.
You know, Vern, that was a few months ago I was out here, and it's almost deja vu. You should bring it up. I'm really a firm believer that a lot of our serious problems, not only in Santa Cruz, but all the inner cities, and it can really be directly related to elimination of the draft. And I'm really of the opinion that we should, where President Clinton has suggested the community service component, that we should bring back community service in the draft, and basically people have an option. You know, one or the other, but when you get out of high school, you either get into college or you put in your 2 years in the service or in community service, and when you get out of college, you got a choice of a couple years to one of those two and that mandatory duties. And I really think that that's a lot of the problem in our inner cities and a lot of problem in the city of Santa Cruz. The kids are 17 and 18, and there's just no direction out there. So I think you're on the money. We agree.
We need people like DAG who are attorneys to get around the ACLU who have stopped cities and municipalities from putting people to work for what they
can. I'll do that in my spare time, Vernon.
But, you know, the ACLU have stopped that. People have tried to require people on the dole to contribute to the community, and the ACLU has stopped that, haven't they, Dag?
Well, they try to interfere with nearly everything. I'm not certain about that point.
I think the ACLU is only going to be satisfied with chaos.
That's it, anarchy.
That's anarchy or chaos, one of the two.
Vernon,
anyway,
quick.
Three strikes and you're drafted.
Way to go, Vernon. Amen. All right, folks. Vernon, thanks for calling, and we're certainly glad you're listening to AM 1080 KSCO. Folks, we're going to take a short break in the action here. A little recess of the courtroom.